The Song of Solomon tonight, chapter 1. The Song of Solomon, chapter 1. We'll try to preach from there tonight if the God of heaven will help us. I'm in need of His help.
Amen.
And know that without Him, I can do nothing.
Right.
And we need His touch in this hour, in the Word of God, that it might get in your heart. It's the key is the Word of God having free course to get in your heart. If it don't get in your heart, then there won't be no action to it. And God help us to have that kind of preaching and action of the Spirit of God in your heart. Verse 1 of that chapter says, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Verse 2 says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Let's pray. Father, surely tonight, God, we bow before thee and thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God, I feel so inadequate tonight, so insufficient myself, God, to preach. Lord, God, would you use something that's said tonight in the hearts of them that's here? Lord, I wouldn't want them to leave the house of God tonight, Lord, without being helped, without having a greater desire for Christ, without some sinner knowing, God, that He's approachable. He can, thank God, save their soul if they'll make their way to Him. God in heaven, forgive me of every sin. Cleanse me in the blood. God, anything that's been contrary upon my heart and lips and eyes and ears, that would be contrary to the very holy way of a sovereign God, I pray you'd forgive me of. Lord, you said in your word, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And Lord, tonight I claim the promises of God to do that. I know, God, that it's all about Christ. It's not about me. And God, help me tonight through these lips of clay that's been quickened, God, to say something tonight that help your people. And Lord, we'll thank you for we pray and ask your blessing tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a great scripture here. I don't know of a greater love story in the scripture as far as this book here, talking about this Shulamite woman and the king or her beloved here in the scripture. We find, thank God, the bride here is desiring a kiss from her beloved. Of course, we know this is likened unto Christ and His church tonight, you, the people of God. And you know, when you think about a kiss, there's a different ways that people kiss, as far as they kiss the hand. You've seen that, the cheek, the forehead. That woman that kissed Jesus kissed His feet. And of course, here she's a crying here that let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. She's wanting Him to come to her and kiss her with the kisses of His mouth. So I want to preach tonight. God to help me just a little while. Oh, kiss me, Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah, we need His kiss tonight. I'm glad, thank God, this morning in the meeting house that I got a kiss from Him. Amen. And I surely thank you for that. I'm glad He fastened up to me this morning. And thank God for that good feeling. Amen. I thank you for that. I think about the compassion that our God has toward His people and how much He loves us tonight. I think about the communion with Him as we gather, thank God, only in the house of God, but in this prayer room. Or thank God down at the house where we read our scripture that God in heaven sometimes will come and He'll kiss us. Amen. I tell you, He kissed us with mercy when He sent His own Son. And He gave us mercy and kissed us with mercy. Thank God He kissed us with grace. Through the blood of the covenant that God gave us grace through His own Son. He kissed us with it. Thank God and reconciled us unto His Son tonight. I think about tonight, thank God, that He kissed us with salvation one day through the cross of Calvary. Through Him, thank God, we may kiss with salvation. Thank God. Amen. And I bless His good name tonight. How the psalmist said, righteousness and peace have kissed, amen, one another. And so we know tonight, thank God that that's a blessing. When I think about the word kiss, I have to thank God about that kiss. Amen, in the spiritual ranks, that Christ kissed us. Amen. I'll talk to you next a minute tonight about what kind of kiss. Thank God that I wanted to kiss me with, and this is the only kiss that he'll kiss you with. I want to say, first of all, that is a holy kiss. Amen. It is a holy kiss. I know of the Lord even told his followers to greet one another with a holy kiss. Thank God, there ain't nothing, my friend, impure about it. Amen. It's all holy. Everything God does is holy. The greatest attribute of God's holiness. And a man comes to God in the holiness of God. He's going to have to come that way. But God is holy. And I'm telling you this tonight. If you ever get a kiss from him, it'll be a holy kiss. Amen. That holy kiss is sacred. It's a godly kiss. Ain't nothing ungodly about it. It's all pure. It's all holy. It's all sacred. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't need a kiss from him. And I know when he gives me a kiss, it'll be a holy kiss. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, it's pure. You know that? There's no sinfulness in this kiss that he gives. It's in the holiness of God that he kisses his people tonight. I got to thinking about how God won't kiss unclean lips. Amen. That's right. Oh, we were unclean, but we're not now. We've been washed in the royal blood of the Lamb and been made whole. And thank God he kissed us with that way, friend. I tell you, I think the night of Isaiah, amen, in the year King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high lifted up, and his train filled the temple, amen, that's right, he saw the seraphims, cover their face and cover their, thank God, their below, and said, holy, 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 is the Lord of hosts, his whole earth is full of his glory. I tell you what they did, when I looked at one and said, holy, and the other looked back and said, holy. And the other one said, holy. And the other one said, holy. Amen. I tell you, he is a holy God. And when he saw him high lifted up, he saw him holy. I tell you, he is holy. Thank God he's holy tonight. And he is a holy God. I tell you, when Isaiah seen him, he saw him holy. Amen. That's right, but he had unclean lips. Zacchaeus, he had unclean lips. And I'll tell you this tonight, friend. Thank God he had to be cleansed before he could ever go any further to God. Amen. And they took that coal off of that altar. Amen. And brought and touched his lips and purged him. And he became clean. Amen. He became clean. And then the Lord said, who shall go for us? And men, and Isaiah said, here am I, Lord. Send me. And God kissed him with the commission to go preach the gospel. That's what God done, Brother Shank. He kissed you with the commission. Thank God, to go preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, he won't kiss nobody if they had not been cleansed. Because he's a holy God and he kisses holy lips. Amen. That's right. You know what he said? He said, I've got some that hadn't kissed Baal. That's what he said. He said, I got 7,000 that I've reserved for me that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal nor kissed him. You know what? Baal's idolatry, friend. I tell you, he said, James, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is an enemy of God? He said, therefore, that a man will be a friend of the world, he's an enemy of God. I tell you tonight, if a man's going to have a kiss from the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll have to not be kissing on the world. He'll have to not be kissing on the idols of this world. Hey, friend, that's him alone. If you're going to have a kiss from him, it'll have to be a holy kiss. Hey, he won't kiss a bunch of lips that's got hypocrisy. Hey, man, it's got a bunch of uncleanness about it. Hey, you'll have to be purged first if he ever kisses you. I'm telling you tonight, if he kisses you tonight, it will be a holy kiss. Amen.
That's right. Thank God. I'm glad I know that. Ain't no sinfulness in them. A kiss of the Lord. They don't say this one is this kiss, holy kiss, but this kiss is a faithful kiss. Amen. You know what she's saying, preacher? That's true. What he does is true. You know his lips is without no guile.
Right.
Amen. There ain't no sin on him, brother. Everything he ever spake was truth.
That's right.
Because he is the truth. And I tell you, he kissed me, notice this, with the words of his mouth. Amen. With the words of his mouth. This is speaking to me and fastened up to me through the words of his mouth. Amen, preacher. I'm glad, thank God tonight, that he's a faithful God. And he gives a faithful kiss to the faithful. He won't kiss somebody that's unfaithful. Well, my friend, I tell you what, when you're unfaithful, amen, he's not going to kiss an unfaithful person. He'll only kiss them that's faithful. Amen, that's true. He's a trustworthy God, and he kisses with faith tonight. Thank God that we might trust him. I tell you, a lot of times in this journey, it gets rough and it gets tiresome. Thank God, but I tell you, when he comes, and he kisses me with a kiss, thank God, gives me faith to believe him. And to go on with him, there's a faith. Thank God it's beyond what man can give a man. There's a feeling in it tonight. Thank God that's great. Him here kisses you. There'll be a feeling in it. Thank God I like feelings. I know he's a God of feelings. And when God kisses a man because he's faithful, he'll give you some feelings in your soul. I tell you that. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. There's some feelings when the Lord kisses you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'll tell you this too. It's a sure kiss because it's with grace and favor. That's right. He kisses you with grace. It ain't because you deserve it. Amen. It's because he loves you.
That's right.
That's because he cares for you. It's because he favors you. Amen. I say, wonder why Jesus come through this morning and kissed his congregation. It wasn't because of us. It's because of his love. It's because of his grace. It's because God saw for you. You know what I like? I like to see God kissing people and then thank God I get so me. Amen. I say, Lord, I want that too. Oh, God, just give me some of that too. Let's kiss up to me too. Tell what she said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For his love is better than wine. It's better than any luxury. It's better than anything this world could give. I want him to kiss me. I tell this thing's a love affair between God and his people. And when we get in love with him and he kisses us, thank God. I tell the grace of God flows. There's something that happens in our hearts and it'll last. It'll wear. Kiss me, Jesus. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. There's something about it. And you know what? Don't get me wrong, I'm about to say, but there's a moment in a kiss. You can feel that wind starting to blow. Amen. Just pucker up. Amen. He's coming by. That's right. Thank God. Just that wind start blowing down the house of God. Amen. Them boys got to singing this morning. That wind started blowing. Amen. He just started walking. He said, let me kiss you, Brother Redmond.
Right.
Amen. I know you've been going through a trial.
Yep.
And he said, I just won't lay a kiss on you. That's
yep.
why I love you. And I'm
Amen.
With you, boy. Amen.
Right.
It gives grace in your heart. It gives strength in your soul. It gives you some help along the way. I tell you, that's what we need. Hey, God, I tell that kiss from above. Amen. That's right. I was reading this that noon. I don't know how much I believe I ought to read outside the Bible. I believe everything in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything's right in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know, I was reading today and they said that a man that gets a kiss from his wife before he goes to work, that he's always a better employee. That's what it says. And it said his day goes by better. That's what it said in the book I was reading. And, you know, I tell you what, he get a kiss from the Lord in the morning time, his day will go a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, there ain't no time to grumble. And ain't no time to complain. Thank God it's time to kiss. Amen. I tell you, I like that, don't you? I tell you tonight, thank God. He's a God of holy kiss. And a God of a faithful kiss. I tell you there's something about it. When he comes by, kisses me. Amen. That's right. I don't use this tonight and I'll be through. I tell you, his kiss is a loving kiss. You the object of his love. Amen. I don't say this. His kiss wooed me. It wooed me. It wooed me. It said, praise God, ain't nobody ever kissed me like that. You remember when Jacob went down looking for his wife? He went down after about a well. Rachel come out. You know what he done, don't he? Don't you? He kissed her. Lift up his voice and wept. That's what I said. Hey, you know what he was doing, Rachel? He was wooing her. That kiss right there wooed that girl. That's right. You know he had to work 14 years for her and it didn't seem like nothing because he loved her so much. Yeah. You know what? It took God. Sometimes it takes God a lot of work. It don't mean he has to have that. That's just the way God does. He works a while on you and kisses you and woos you and courts you and loves you. Thank God to bring you into the family of God. No man comes to God unless he be drawn. He's got to be wooed by the Holy Ghost. And when God came by, listen, I know conviction's not good as far as God feels, but it's the best thing ever happened to you. Thank God that God convicted you. And I'm glad he didn't leave me there. He not only convicted me, thank God he kissed me with grace. I can believe him and be saved. He started out wooing me. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Y'all boys don't think bad of me tonight. No, I'm saved now. I'm saved. And saved, and I believe in sacredness, holiness of the marriage. Yeah. And I believe that.
Amen.
And we teach our young people to abstain from anything that would arouse the flesh.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
That's what we teach. And boys, the first kiss I got, it done something for me.
Yeah. My cue.
That's right. It just did. Something about it, wasn't it? That first kiss. That good night kiss. So I'm going home now. Son, I could have floated home. That's right. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. You know when the Lord kissed us and comes up to us and kisses us? Thank God. You know, when's the last time you said, Lord, I want you to kiss me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what he said tonight? You know what he said? He said, well, wasn't that a good meeting this morning? I said, hey, man, thank God for it. You know what he said? I'd like to have it again tonight. You know what he said? I sure like to see him come by and kiss me again.
Yeah.
I sure like to come by and kiss this congregation again. I tell you what the Song of Solomon woman was saying. She was saying, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Hey, God, I want him to kiss me. I tell you, there's nothing like his love. It's better than anything else. I tell you something about that kiss of God. It's a loving kiss. Amen. Amen. I tell you, it was a kiss that wooed us. Then it was a kiss that welcomed us. Amen. That kiss is approval. You wouldn't kiss nothing that you didn't approve of.
Right.
Boy, what about that old prodigal come up the road? Had been out in the hog pen living in sin. His father saw him a great way off. Come up the road in repentance. Thank God his father fell on his neck.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He kissed him.
Amen.
Brother Charles Spurgeon said, I studied that out, and he said it means he kissed him much. Amen. Well, I saw the Holy Ghost working in here this morning. I saw Sister Hip pull that old boy's hers up and just kissed him. I said, that's what we need. Amen. Amen. Kissed him on the head.
Yeah.
Thank God. Just kissed her boy. Amen. That's right. That's where God's at in the love. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Ain't a bunch of hate and grumbling and all that. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, when that boy came home, that father saw him coming home in rags. Had sin against him, done evil in his sight. Amen. He didn't even bring up his sin. He didn't say, boy, y'all not done that. Thank God. He just fell on his neck. I kissed him, and kissed him, and kissed him, and kissed him. You know, saying, welcome home, boy. Welcome in the family. Back in the family where you ought to be. Welcome in the fellowship. Welcome to the feast. I tell that other boy, he was a my friend, a Pharisee, and said, why are you doing all that for that young boy, that younger son, my brother? You know what he missed out on? He missed out on the kiss. I tell that other boy got kissed, and the older brother never got a kiss. Amen.
Right.
I tell you, sat in the house and got all puffed up and always critical about everything and never get your get spiritually kissed. It's because of your attitude a lot of times and how you approach God, and you wonder why God done that for them. I tell you why, because they right, thank God. I'll tell you, not only was it a kiss that welcomed us, it was a kiss that warmed us. Just something about a kiss warmed us. Warmed your heart this morning, didn't it? Warmed your heart. That's what it did. Warmed your heart. You know what it does? It stirs our inner man. When there's a kiss, it stirs our inner man from God. There's something in that inner man that stirs up. Thank God. Amen. Now tell you, it reassures His love to you. You want to say, wonder where the Lord's been. Thank God, when He comes by and just kisses you. There's something about His love being reassured in our hearts. It increases our desire for Him and want Him more than anything else. Boy, I could live in that. Old Jack Daniel said one time, he said, we had an old time meeting here, and he got so cranked up, thank God, he laid backwards on the pulpit, on the altar before, right here beside the pulpit. He lifted up his hand and said, bless God, I could sleep in this tonight. I said, amen. I tell you, brother, I could too. Amen. There's just something about sleeping around in the altar of God tonight and enjoying the love of God and the kisses of God. And you don't have to go out and kiss the world. You don't have to try to live your life in this old sinful, cursed world. There's just something about that kiss. That Jesus gives. I'm a preacher and I don't kiss me, Jesus. Thank God, just go ahead and kiss me again. Amen. That's right. Thank God it reassures.
Amen.
You know, because He kisses us, we ought to kiss Him.
Right.
I want to read something to you tonight. It's a little old story here and I'll end with this. There's a teenage girl who didn't want to be seen in public with her mother. Because her mother's arms were terribly disfigured. And one day when her mother took her shopping and reached out her hand, the clerk that she reached out to looked horrified. Later, crying, the girl told her how embarrassed she was. Understandably, it hurt the mother, and they waited an hour to tell her the story of what happened. She went into her room at that time. She said, when you were a baby, I woke up to a burning house. Your room was an inferno. Flames were everywhere. I could have gotten out by the front door. But I thought I'd rather die with you than leave you to die alone. She said, I ran through the fire and wrapped my arms around you. And then I went back through the flames. My arms on fire. And when I got outside on the lawn, the pain was agonizing. But when I looked at you, all I could do was rejoice that the flames had not touched you. Stunned, the girl looked at her mother with new eyes. Weeping in shame and gratitude, she kissed the mother's marred hands and arms. In love and gratitude for what she had done for her.
Right.
I'll tell you, Jesus done the same thing for you.
Amen.
He rescued you from eternal flames of hell.
Yeah. Right.
He rescued you from a life of sin. He took your punishment that you could go free.
Right.
Thank God, I believe we ought to kiss Him tonight.
Yeah.
It said, kiss the Son. Over there in Psalm 2. Talked about the peace that we can have with God through His Son and the reconciliation that we have through His Son. And tonight, if you have been saved, I want to tell you tonight, we're not living by a bunch of rules. We're living by relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to worship Him, you can. But if you don't worship Him, you'll miss out, I'm telling you. You say, what's the key to the Christian life, preacher? Staying in fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Staying in fellowship. That's the key to the Christian life. Staying in fellowship. In the place where you ought to be with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you men something tonight. I understand, though, we got responsibilities in this life. There's more probably never has been, it looks like, in these days of so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't marry my wife just to cook my meals and wash my clothes and do all these duties. And she didn't marry me just for that.
Yeah.
I married her for her.
Yes.
She married me for me. All that other stuff comes with it.
Amen.
I'll tell you, Jesus didn't save us just to go out and do all these things for Him. He saved us that He might have us.
Yeah.
That we might fellowship with Him and love Him. Amen. And is that not the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? That's the greatest commandment. I'm telling you this. If you don't love Him, you're missing out tonight. I'm telling you that. Kiss me, Jesus. Kiss me with your glory. The power in your glory. Amen. Kiss me with your comfort. Kiss me with your assurance. Kiss me with your love. Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. That's what the Shulamite woman cried. Because thy love is better than wine. It's better than the luxuries. It's better than anything this world could produce. And inside that union with us in Christ, there's a love, thank God, that knowledge can't even comprehend in itself. It said it passed knowledge. The love of Christ passes knowledge. Somebody said, why does that man love that Lord that he never has seen? And that's why Jesus said, you can't love Christ and not love your brethren whom you have seen. But He said, we have not seen Him, yet we love Him.
Yeah.
Love Him. Yeah. Thank God. Kiss me, Jesus. When I kneel down in the morning in my prayer closet, kiss me, Jesus. When I open these words of love and faith and truth, I say, kiss me, Jesus. I say, when I get in the house of God and I hear them boys sing, thank God, and them ladies and them others sing, I say, Lord, take them words of that song and kiss me, Jesus. I say, thank God, when I lay down at night and in the bed and the day's over and I can look to heaven and say, kiss me, Jesus. It'll help you. It'll help you. I just wonder if you want Him to kiss you. I just wonder if you want Him to kiss you tonight. You want Him to kiss you? Want Him to kiss me? Amen. Thank God, that's our desire. That was her desire. Kiss me. Had the kisses of your mouth. Praise God. Let's stand tonight.